Fun's Binge Watch Weekend.
This is a great time for some binge watching.
Yes, it is.
You probably also have a bunch of holiday things and running around. This is a good one. This time of year, if you hear this Binge Watch Weekend now and you don't necessarily have time this weekend, the holidays are coming.
You will have time.
You're looking for some things to do. Maybe you're at family house and you're kind of just sitting around all day and you think, I could just fire up my iPad, watch a little something, something.
There is a lot of sitting around, during family time.
Yeah.
Because after that first day, you're all excited, then you're just like, oh, I'm just here now.
Yeah, that's when we go visit my mother-in-law, and they live in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's great to see the family and hang out, but there is, there's nothing in Terre Haute, Indiana. So after about a day, and you take the kids to movies once, next thing, you're sitting there all day long. You're looking for something to do. So I'm looking for things to watch. What are we watching this week?
All right, so this week, if you have Netflix, there's a show on Netflix called Russian Doll.
Okay, I've heard of this show.
Yes, it has. She played Nikki in Orange is the New Black. I can't remember her exact name. But the show is basically Groundhog Day meets Happy Death Day. So she's living the same day over and over, and she dies at the end of the day.
Aha.
And the only way to get out of this loop is to figure out how to not die, how to survive through the day.
Okay, so she has to not die.
Yes,
and if she keeps dying every time.
She restarts the day. If she makes it through, then she can move on past the
day.
And
something tells me since it's not the series finale, she continues to die most days.
There are quite a few episodes where she does not make it.
Yeah. I was filled with Groundhog Day. I don't know if I would struggle to get out. Seemed like a halfway decent day.
I know. If I know what's going to happen, I'm going to make that one hell of a day.
And once he had it figured out and he was making it one hell of a day, I mean, it's something if everyone's trying to kill you. Now, that's a different story. But in Groundhog Day, I'm cool.
Yeah. I love that. And this show, Russian Doll, was created by Amy Poehler.
Oh,
just
okay.
So you know, too. Yeah.
Is it funny?
No, it's like dark comedy.
Okay.
Dark comedy. So it is funny, but with the whole death thing.
Yeah,
and it's Natasha Lyonne is her name.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She was in American Pie a bunch of years ago,
which
too.
I didn't realize that until after Orange is the New Black came out.
Yeah. So Russian Doll, it's on
Russian
Netflix.
Russian Doll on Netflix. Yeah. All right. Or if you switch to Amazon Prime, The Expanse. So we talk about all the time about colonizing Mars.
Oh, yeah. I saw a preview for this the other day. Is it a new season of it or something?
Yes,
is that what's going on?
It's now season 4.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, humanity has colonized Mars. So there's people on Mars, there's people on Earth, and there ends up being a big war between the two. And there's a conspiracy about humanity that you're trying to figure out throughout in between the war between Mars and Earth.
Because you could see that happening if we were colonized somewhere else so far away to sort of just be like, jerks on Earth over there with their iPhones or whatever. They don't know what it's like to live on Mars.
Exactly. And this has 93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
It's on IMDb, it's 8.4 out of 10. So it's gotten high reviews. It's received very high reviews.
Just pray to God that if we do colonize Mars, that it's not considered part of our listening area. Because so help me God, I don't want to have to do like pep rallies on Mars. It's going to just so far.
I'll do it. I'll go to the red.
Good.
It is red, right? Yeah, the red planet.
Mm-hmm. Well, who knows? It looks like it from the outside. I don't know. Right, The Expanse.
And then The Expanse, that's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And if you decide to make it out this weekend, go see my dear friends, Kevin Hart and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Jumanji The Next Level.
This is the third?
This is the second one.
Second Jumanji.
It's the second.
Okay.
It's a sequel of the reboot, if that makes sense.
Yes. Okay, so this is the second Rock, Kevin Hart, Jack Black Jumanji.
Which is the reboot of the Robin Williams. And I will admit, I'm always hesitant about reboots, especially for ones I love. And I love Jumanji, the original with Robin Williams and the board game. And they were able to modernize this and still make it fun. It actually even made it more fun with the Kevin Hart, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
It's almost the way you could enjoy this one and the other one and kind of treat them as separate movies.
Yes.
That were just sort of the same.
Yeah, so I don't look at it as the same movie. I judged them separately, but
unlike
they are
the
both
Lion
really good.
King that ruined everything about the Lion King.
I blame Beyonce.
Possibly. I do. that's in the theater.
And that's
now.
In the movie theater. So we have on Netflix, we have Russian Doll, pretty much Groundhog Day with a little twist at the end. We have on Amazon Prime, The Expanse, what happens if we colonize Mars? There's a war, and then there's all kind of conspiracies. And in the movie theater, we have Jumanji, The Next Level, featuring Kevin Hart and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
There you go.